We're ready holding by the Mishnah, the second Mishnah on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Good. So let's see this Mishnah. Me'idin anu v'ish ploni shehu chayav l'chaveiro elef zuz. Two Eidin come to Beis Din, and they say that we're saying Eidos on a certain person, he's chayav his friend 1,000 zuz. So again, so what happened? You have the first set of Eidim come to Beis Din, and they say that ruin Oshim in 1,000 zuz. But what was the Tanai? The Eidim say it was Aminat on condition to give it to him to pay him back from now on 30 days. I mean, the first set of Eidim come to Beis Din, and they say Ruvein bar Shimon 1,000 zuz on condition to pay him back in 30 days. That's it. We saw the whole story. They say, we saw Reuben tell Shimon, I'm giving you $1,000, Shimon, on condition you pay me back on 30 days. That's what they say. Oh, so what does Beis Din tell Shimon? They say, Shimon, 30 days are up. You got to pay back, go pay back. You got to pay your debts, go pay back. So Shimon takes out his wallet, he takes out his $1,000, or he goes to find the $1,000, and he pays back Reuben. Fine. Or even if he didn't do it yet, actually. Just Beis Din give them the halach. They say, Shimon, you have to pay up. Go get the money right away. Go. You have to pay up $1,000 to Reuben. Right? V'hu amar. Now, also in this story, v'hu amar, the person who borrowed the money, Shimon who borrowed the money, says, no. Mikan va'ad eser shanim. I took the loan from now until 10 years. It was on condition that it was a 10-year loan. Now what happened, now like all the other cases, the Mishnah doesn't speak it out anymore. Rashi also figures by now we figure out the case. Another two Eidim come, the second set of Eidim come and tell the first Eidim, how could you say, hey, you saw Reuven, you lent Shimon 1,000 zuz in Yerushalayim, Anush Chodesh Adar, what do you mean? You were with us in Bnei Brak. So it comes out the first set of Eidim are Eidim Zayman, right? Now what's the halach of Eidim Zayman? You do to the Eidim what they plan to do to Shimon, the guy who wanted to borrow the money. Again, now we're stuck because we don't see any damage that Shimon, that the Eidim are trying to do to Shimon. What damage did they do to him? Right? Yeah. Meaning, anyway, Shimon has to pay $1,000 at the end of 10 years. What happened over here? Two Eidim made up a story, and they said that this money was loan was only a 30-day loan, but in essence, it was a 10-year loan. Right? Now it comes out, at the end of 10 years, Shimon would have paid back anyway the thousands of us, right? So what we're trying to figure out...
There's no interest.
There's no interest. Oh, so no, so there's no... Oh, so going to say that that's you to figure out the chedron if you'd want to pay interest. The Mishnah is going to say in a minute, but let's say right now there's no real interest. There's for sure right. So there's no real interest. So it's not like that was the money that you made him lose. Or that, fine, there's for sure...
Profit.
There's not profit. So the question is...
But is there profit between the one... for the 9 years and 11 months?
Right, so that's what the Mishnah is saying. Very good. So we're going to get that in a second. So we're going to say right now, in essence it comes out, the Eidim were forcing Shimon to pay back the loan today, in 30 days, 30 days after the loan, and not in another 10 years, which is going to be 10 years of the loan, which is 9 years and 11 months. So now, what is that? How can we evaluate, what's that loss? They didn't make him lose any $1,000, because anyway Shimon had to pay back the $1,000. So what did they make Shimon lose by the fact that he had to pay back early, 9 years and 11 months? Is there any way to assess that loss? That the Eidim caused Shimon.
The use of money.
Phrase that again.
What?
Yeah. Phrase that again. The loss is being calculated to the person loaning the money who's now getting his money back.
So he's not losing. That he's not losing. He's gaining. The loss is the person, the loaner, the one who took the not the loan, the one who took the loan.
The borrower.
The borrower. Sorry, the borrower.
Was being forced.
He was forced to pay back a loan 9 years and 11 months early.
Correct. 30 days, basically.
Right. So basically, he's being forced to lose the loss of the use of the money for 9 years and 11 months.
Exactly.
So we have to figure out what the,
so is there
the
a way
benefit of the loss of the use of the money for 9 years and 11 months.
Very good. So that's what we have to evaluate. let's see what the Mishnah. So again, the story is the two Eidim come and they force Shimon to pay up a loan 9 years and 11 months early. That's what happened. Because they're saying the loan was for 1 month. He says the loan was for 10 years. So it as if these Eidim are forcing someone to pay back a loan 9 years and 11 months early. Mm-hmm. So now is there any way to evaluate what that damage was? Because he ended up paying back the same money in the end. So how do we evaluate what damage you, how you damage a person by making him pay back a loan 9 years and 11 months early?
So what is our last Mishnah?
Right. Same case, just different.
And the guy's going to have to pay.
Exactly. Same with the last mitzvah, just you have to figure out like a new eitzah. Mm-hmm. How to figure it out. Good, very good. So what is the Gemara Mishnah
last,
say?
The last Mishnah was didn't have to be that he had to pay it back.
Right.
This is more, he has to pay it back, but it's a change in time.
Right.
Over there was factoring in that there was a possibility that it wasn't having to pay it back.
Now, there's a little
bit. For sure he has to pay it back.
Yeah, for sure he has to pay it back. Just
until we get to the idea of Shemitah.
Very good. Like, same thing, just different.
Right.
A little bit of same. Very good. Perfect. Go ahead.
So you're calculating the penalty on the borrower, not the penalty. The math is being done on the borrower, not
the loss on the borrower.
Correct.
For
there's a potential loss of using the money, losing the money for 9 years, 11 months, and one day, basically.
Right.
His loss of
exactly.
Using the money, the advantage of using the money.
Exactly. So how would we evaluate that? Is there any way? So we can't know how much he would have invested in the stock market, how much he could have made. So how do we evaluate this? Meaning, it's like the lesson. We have no idea. Like, we don't know the future. We're not in the VM. So what's like our way to evaluate such a thing? What do we do? Meaning, so do you say we're just stuck and give the guy malchus, or the Mishnah has an option, a better eitzah, how to figure out the best we could do? So what do we evaluate? We have a system how to evaluate it. I mean, we're not going to evaluate how much he would have made in investing the money, but we have a different system. What's our system we're going to use? Omdim, we evaluate, we assess, kama, how much adam, a person rotze lite, how much would a person wants to give, in order that it should be in his hand, elev zuz, that he should keep in his hand this extra 1,000 zuz. Between the giving it, taking a loan, basically the loaner giving it to him for 30 days, or whether it would be given to him from now until 10 years. Meaning the difference, now of course we know that Allah is not, you're not allowed to pay ribis, right? We're not allowed to pay ribis. But let's say, for example, I'll give an example that it could be, let's say it was a guy lending it to him. I was borrowing from a Goyish bank money, right? The bank, they could charge me with this, right? Now, you can either take out a 30-day loan, or you can take out a loan, a 10-year loan. How much would I have been willing to extend my loan from 30 days to a 10-year loan? How much would I be willing to shell out? If you tell
you
me,
as the borrower.
As the borrower, how much
would
you
be willing to pay each month to have that 1,000 Zeus at your disposal for the next 9 years?
And 11 months. Good. So, which means, let's say I could have taken a 30-day loan, they would tell me to pay an extra 5 zuz. Fine. But now, to take it for a 10-year loan, you have to pay 105 zuz. Right? So it means the difference between taking the loan for 30 days and 10 years is 100 zuz. I would have to shell out. Meaning, the benefit that I gained to me, to gain of having this money for that extra 11 months, 9 years, 11 months, is 100 zuz. What's that? So that's how you evaluate. So we're saying, which means, even though now when I borrow from a Jew, I'm not really going to pay, I wasn't planning on paying the ribbis. But this is just the way we understand the benefit that I gained from this loan for having it for this extra 9 years and 11 months. That's what we understand, how much I would be willing to pay someone who I can pay ribbis to.
But even if we're talking here about a case where there's no ribbis.
True, but.
And a person is in the market and wants to get a 30-day loan, and a person in the market wants to get a 10-year loan,
still
the same thing.
Of course, true. But the way we understand how much I would be willing to shell out, that explains to me how much benefit I'm gaining. What's the worth?
Practice, I'm not willing, because
yeah, but it has a
worth. If I go to the market for a 30-day loan, or
in 10
this year,
case,
I pay the same?
In this
that's,
case,
why, that's why I say there's a value to it, more than 1,000.
Right, but in this case, you're right.
It's not good. It's not
you're right that I'm not allowed to pay, and I would have not paid. We're not saying I would have paid the loan. But like Rashi says, this is the way we understand the type of sana, the benefit. This is the way we understand how much the benefit is worth to me. You're right, I wasn't allowed to pay. But this is what we understand, how much the benefit has a value. This benefit that I would have had a value. The benefit they took away from me has a value. Not because I would have paid it, but just we understand.
How much you're willing not to pay it for?
Right, in a way, how much you're willing, right.
How much you're willing not to pay it? Give me an extension for another 30 days. Give me an extension for another 30. Give me an extension
but
for
can,
9 years.
You can ask, but you can. But you can't pay for
the
extension.
I understand. If it was a Jew, nahon.
Right.
True, I wouldn't have paid. But this is the way we understand how much this benefit is worth to me. Nahon, it has a value, this benefit. So even though to a Jew I can't pay this ribbis, but if I would have paid to, let's say, a guy this ribbis, that means that this benefit, that a Jew gives it to me because Hashem said, Mr. Loner, got to give me this benefit, and you're not allowed to charge ribbis. That's what Hashem says. But that benefit has a value. The proof is, if it was a guy who was allowed to charge me ribbis, I would pay for this benefit. It's just Hashem said, when you Jews, be nice to each other, and don't charge this guy for loaning your money. It definitely has a value. Hashem has to tell you, don't charge for it. if there is a market value to charge, there is a very big yitzhar to charge interest, there is a value to it. Right. I'm giving you my money, and you're investing it, and you're making much more money. There's a value to taking my money.
But we moved from the into a theoretical, because if we stay with the practical, how much did they make him do?
100%.
In theory, did they make him
100%. 100%. So we're saying, well, we moved from, since I'm not allowed to pay you ribbis, but that was just helping us understand the value, the benefit you took away from me, the borrower. You definitely took away that benefit. You're saying, good, the Torah said you're not allowed to charge ribbis, right? So I would have never shelled out this $100 to the lender.
It's more than the fact that I would never have shelled it out. It's more acute to say that the actual loss I caused you didn't have a mark. There's no loss here because there's no monetary loss.
Good, so there's no monetary loss. Good, you didn't lose me, make me lose monetarily. But you did make me lose in a benefit. You did take away a benefit from me. So that's what. So what, in this case, it's an interesting case. Reuben's saying, right, it comes out that what was the case of the Hazama? What did the Edom Zayim plan on taking from this guy? They didn't really plan on stealing any money. See, because he wouldn't have paid this 100 shekel of ribbons anyway.
You stole it for 9 years and 11 months.
Oh, so the
he had $1,000 to use for 9 years and 11 months.
So when you stole someone's benefit, the Torah says you have to pay back that benefit. Now that benefit translates into a monetary value. So you owe now this 100 zuz.
Now, how do we value it? That's what we're trying.
Right, that's the value, because you see how much you got to be willing to pay ribbons in a case where you're allowed to pay ribbons.
Right.
Right, value not allowed. But like I said, for sure there is a monetary value to you lending me money and I'm keeping it for 10 years. That's how the whole bank system works. Is a real value to that. The Torah says you're not allowed to charge for it. The Jew, just be nice to your other friend, that don't charge. He has no money, as he's struggling. Don't make it hard for him. The Torah says, if he needs to take a loan because he's struggling, don't make it hard for him. It'll be nice then. Don't charge him what you could charge him. Fine. Oh, so again, we have an interesting case here. We said that we have Aiden, so I've been coming to Beis Din and saying that Reuben's loan.
Why can't I say I'll loan you $1,000? Here's the value of it, but I'm going to give you $800 now and you only $1,000 commission on it. So I'll charge you $1,000.
What do you want to do?
I discount up front to you.
You can't do that, so it's
no, Ribbis is complicated. Yeah, there's Ribbis. Ribbis is the whole.
It's backwards Ribbis.
Yeah.
You can't do Ribbis. Ribbis is very complicated. Most cases of Ribbis are anyway Asad Rabbanah. If you read even Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on Ribbis, you'll see. You would never even think what Ribbis is. Over there, like I don't know, like some Samach or something over there. Like one, like the.
You just think it's banks
on a loan,
right?
Yeah, some people aren't so much, but mice even say thank you, but the Ribbis Rabbanah is so Chomer. There's a book, there's an English book on Ribbis. There's an English book of all the laws of Ribbis. It's very complicated Ribbis. But anyway, the argument brought Ribbis, just understand. You're right, no one's paying Ribbis over here, but there is a value. The point is, there is a value to someone lent me money for an extended amount of time. There is a value to that. Good, so let's read the Mishnah inside again. Okay, what's this case? Two Edom come to Beis Din and they say, Me'idin anu, we say testimony, Be'ish plani, on a certain man, Shehu chayav l'chaviro, he is liable, he owes his friend, Elef Zuz, 1,000 zuz, amanah, and the loan is on condition, litanan lo, to give it back to him, to the loaner, mikan, from now, va'ad 30 yom, meaning the loan was from now, the day we saw the loan, until 30 days. That's what the Edom say. Vehu, and the borrower, Omer, he says, no, mikan, va'ad 10 shanim, the loan was only from now, from that day, until 10 years. And then, of course, two Edom come and make this first set Edom Zamin, two Edom come and make him Edom Zamin. So now we want to know how much is the damage they were trying to cause to the borrower, and how much should they pay him back? So how do we figure this out? So Omdim, we assess kama adam, how much a person roteli ten, what he wants to give. Viyu, it should be biadav in his hand, 1,000 zuz, 1,000 zuz. Ben notnam mikan badlamiyam, between, if a person, how much he would want to pay between now, if you make the loan from now, between now and 30 days. Ben, in between a case where now we give him the loan, mikan van eser shanim, from now until 10 years. So that amount the person will be willing to pay to extend the loan from 30 days, a 30 day loan, until 10 years, let's say 100 shekel, that's the amount, that means that's the amount of benefit someone gets from this loan for 9 years and 11 months. So that's what the Edom Zomim wants to make him lose. So that's what the Edom Zomim has to pay him, because whatever they plan to do, that's what you do to them. So it comes out, they make the plan him hundreds of that's what says.
So what we're evaluating is how much a person would pay to extend it from 30 to 10. Exactly. 10 years. That's what the mission is saying.
Right. That's the only thing. Because that's really what they wanted to make a move. Exactly.
They wanted to make him lose that
benefit.
From 30 to 10.
Good. What do you say, Chana? Fine.
How do you
look
at the loss to the borrower? The borrower, the 1,000 zeus, when his loss is from less than 1 month, less than 10 years, less from 1 month.
Kata Yosef? Yeah, they say the loan happened. So the Ibn Zomit say that you guys were with us on Bnei Brak. However, but now we're going to go back to, now we have no edus against the borrower. The borrower says this loan is a loan for a 10-year loan, right? Now, why didn't we believe him? Only because we have two edim coming against him and saying it's a 30-day loan, right? The second edim Zomit come and cancel out these guys, these first set, because they said you were with us, so now we believe the borrower. We have no reason not to believe the borrower, right? The borrower says, I borrow this thing, it's a loan for 10 years. It's a 10-year loan. The Ibn Zomit came and said, no, it was a 30-day loan, right? But the Ibn Zomit are knocked out, they're canceled out. So we're back to believing the borrower. And let's make the case complicated. He was saying that the other guy says that it was for 30 days. In this case, it sounds like it became
clear. What did the Adam actually see? Anything?
What did they see?
No, the Adam claimed that they saw Reuben lend Shimon $1,000, and they claimed they saw them make up with each other, that it was a loan for 30 days.
But really, they didn't see anything.
Oh, so it comes out. Yeah, it comes out they saw nothing.
How did they know that there was anyone?
No, because he had no.
Right, that's my question.
Because the borrower admits it. Very good question. The borrower's admitting here.
Or the loaner could have hired them to do that.
Oh, yeah, but still.
He wants his money back now, and he made a mistake. He lent it for 10 years.
Good.
They want to damage the guy. They have a conspiracy against him.
So you're asking Gabriel, right, Gabriel? So Gabriel's asking that. How do we know the loan happened? Because the loan happened because he's admitting it. I mean, the story is the borrower, he admits.
He's saying, right, he's saying.
He said, I admit.
He's saying 10 years. The other guy's saying 30 days.
If he admits it, Besson's not going to say, you don't owe him. He said, I admit I owed it, but I borrowed it for 10 years.
He has legal.
So it just happened to be a coincidence that he admitted, they were imagining there was a loan that they didn't even see.
Right.
And then he admits there was a loan, but it just was for 10 years.
Exactly. Perfect.
So
yeah, that's okay, man. That's the case. Perfect. Good. Ruben, what do you say? Okay, there could be a question that, fine, in this case, we didn't say over here there was kind of, it doesn't say over here that the loaner was also arguing. Because if the loaner was arguing against him, you're right, it would be more complicated. Because really the halacha is, a stam halva is 30 days. A stam loan, and it always is, we assume,
an
unwritten loan is 30 days. So if you're right, if it would be the loaner fighting with the borrower, you're right, then we would assume it's only a 30-day loan. But sorry, over here we didn't say that. Over here it sounds like the loaner
specifically says, and he says 10 years.
Right, but it didn't say how much the loaner. You know, here the loaner wasn't fighting. The borrower says it was 10 years. The lender is not. I don't know. Mitchell not talking about the lender. You're right. It would be more complicated if the lender was saying 30 days and the borrower was saying 10 years. It would be complicated. For some reason, over here, this lender is just keeping quiet. He's being smart. He's just keeping quiet. He's not talking today. He's on, you know, just tiny steeper. So, whatever. But it would be more complicated. The Mitchell's case is trouble. We just want it's complicated enough. We don't want to make more. One more issues with that guy getting involved. So here in Armish, we see we have over here the borrower saying it was 10 years, and two Aiden, you know, for some reason coming to claim for the lender that it was a 10-year loan. Fine. Now let's see the Gemara. Since Rabbi Elam says this mission is very partial, Rashi doesn't feel like he has to say anything. Maybe because really you really understand a lot of it from the, like Rashi spoke a lot on the last, Rashi was busy until the bottom of the page talking about the last Gemara and the last Mishnah. Very similar case, though.
So.
Yeah, you know where room. They could have taken Tyson's room. Like, sometimes, like, that guy in the morning takes up Tyson's, like. I guess Tyson also needs a room over here. Everybody's a hard sugi. So he decided he'll figure it out for the last sugi, basically.
Some of his space.
Yeah, Tyson also here. He already gave space. Fine. Yes, yeah, so nice, though. Yeah, I guess the Gemara say, Rashi, figure you'll get it from the last Gemara, the basic play at the basic Gemara, you'll figure it out. I don't know. Fine. Let's see the Gemara now. Well, the Gemara goes through the case a little bit. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Hamala eschaver la'eser shanim shvi'is mishamtai. One who lends his friend for 10 years, Shemitah is going to make this loan slip away. So now, we're bringing the halacha of Shemitah because we're going to bring in a question and a proof from our Mishnah related to this. Really, this first Gemara is a new halacha. What's the halacha by Shemitah? We know, coming next year, Shemitah. Next year, Shemitah. Now, what's the halacha by Shemitah? Most people, if you ever lend anybody money, by Shemitah, most people, just even for fun, write a principle. Right? What's a principle? Principle is, the halacha is, when Shemitah comes, the Torah says, what does the Pasuk say? It says, when Shemitah comes, any money that anyone owes, a borrower owes the lender, it falls off. So most Shemitahs hold, this happens at the end of Shemitah. Which means, you're not going to make a principle at the end of this year, you're going to make a principle the end of the Shemitah year. Because once the end of Shemitah comes, then you're not allowed to collect any loans anymore. I lent money to somebody. Halacha is the word that the pasuk say. Pasuk vized vara shmita. My fancy gemaras have the pasuk over here on the Gimel Amud base. But the aleph says this is the halacha of shmita. Shamot bala kol baal mash shamot it slips away. Kol baal any master mashaya who like wants like pressure for money. Asher yashebi oh lo yigos. Lo yigos means you're not allowed to pressure your person who you lent money to. You can't pressure him, you can't press him etreel, the etachi your brother. Ki kara shmita lashem. This year is called Shemitah. The word literally means slipping away. What Shemitah halacha is that if someone owes me money during Shemitah, Shemitah finishes, I'm not allowed to pressure him to pay the money back. That's halacha of Shemitah. And we think Shemitah is only a fancy halacha. Only farmers have to have emunah in Hashem. Even regular people. The guy owes me $20,000 and he came Shemitah and he never paid me back. Halacha is to have emunah. Even regularly, if they have emunah in Hashem, Hashem doesn't want me getting my money back.
Guy who borrowed, he should pay back, or he should
not? He should try to pay back. He's not like he's not allowed to
collect, but he can give.
He's supposed to pay. No, so even he can't
give if he wants.
No, he can't. The Gemara says he's not allowed because he can't. The Torah says he's not allowed. You know, the Gemara talks bad. It's not so simple to give a gift because the Torah said he's not allowed.
He can lend him.
Well, it's meant to
the Torah.
Is the Torah saying that just you should ask for it, or you say you should?
The Gemara's talking. The Gemara's talking. It said you should.
Lend him money for 10 years.
No, so we'll see. Well, it's not just simple even to pay back for a matan. The Torah says you're not allowed to collect. The Torah said, officially, this loan is off. If you like, you can't like, do tricks against the Torah. It's not so simple to collect, even give a matan. It's not, the Gemara talks about it. It's, I don't know if it's also with the Raisa or with the Rabbana to say, oh, I'm giving you a present. Halacha is you're not allowed to collect.
Lend them for 10 years.
Say it, it's fine.
Lend them the remainder.
It's fine, you can do that also.
Give you 20,000. Now I give you 20,000.
Yeah, the Gemara is talking about how to do these tricks. Because the Maisa, the Torah wants you like, to keep the halacha. So if the halacha falls off, then it falls off. Don't like.
Yeah.
Hashem has a system. It's like you're playing games with the system. Now, there's halacha that you like writing prose. What do you say with Reuben?
I was about to say, there's a question here in the Mishnah that if you lent him for 30 days,
we're going to get to it. That's why we're bringing it. That's what we're bringing. But the halacha is, we're going to see soon. So again, I lend someone money, and Shemitah comes, right? Let's say I make a 10-year loan. Shemitah comes. Once the seventh year, the Shemitah comes, the end of Shemitah, the loan is off. The guy doesn't owe me the money
anymore. Okay, stop. So that's a whole thing or Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel that the ones that were zomified, the Ribon?
Zomimin?
The Zomimin, right. The Zomimin now 1,000.
Fine, say, but we didn't talk about Zomimin yet.
Ah.
Right now we're not talking about Zomimin. We'll come back to it in a minute. Now only talking about Shemitah. The Gemara's going to bring it in. Gemara's going to bring in Zomimin in a second. Good. So come to Allah, he says, if you want, so let's see the Gemara. Right. Oh, so we're going to see soon, but there's a cash that you can write a prosbul. Most people at the end of Shemitah, because you never know if a guy owes me money, you don't remember a guy owes me $100, this and that, 100 shekel. Most people, like all the rabbis that give out these things, you can write a contract that I'm giving this loan over to Beis Din. I'm giving Beis Din the power to collect this loan for me. Now, Beis Din sometimes lets me collect it. Because halacha is, only a regular person can collect a loan from other people. But Beis Din is allowed to collect loans. And therefore, most people at the end of Shemitah, even regular people, everyone, even if you're not a big millionaire, most people at the end of Shemitah, you write a prosbul. The Beis Din is giving out, they make copies of all these papers. You write that I'm giving over any loan, anything anybody owes me. I'm giving over this money to Beis Din, and Beis Din has the right to collect it for collecting. Really, you write there, they'll collect it for me. But Beis Din is allowed to collect. So you write, it's called a prosbul. That's called prosbul. Yeah.
You write that at the end of Shemitah, or you write it when you're making the money? I'm going to take you alone. I know the Shemitah is going to come.
So you could do that, but once people. You could do it.
I'm not going
to
be sure.
You could do it. You could do it. Go to Beis Din and make a paper. I'm just saying that, practically speaking, most people do it at the end of Shemitah.
But one thing is, if it's a duel, it's two parties, we both have to sign for it.
No, the lender, I write, the guy borrowed money from me, I sign on the prosbul whenever I want that I'm giving over any money that's owed to me. I give Beis Din the right to collect that money, and it's their thing, and they could collect it.
So it's in my hands. Automatically, the Shemitah becomes.
Beis Din.
Beis Din's
power.
Power to claim the money.
If there or nobody. Meaning, I could give it up. If I want to keep this loan, if I want to get it, I can say I'm giving it to Beis Din the power to collect it. And Beis Din's usually nice, and they let me have the money.
When you go to Beis Din with your paper?
You don't have to. Most times, the rabbis, you know, like you hear your chametz, all the rabbis, you sign, it's the same thing. All the rabbis sell chametz, they sell prosbuls. You write a prosbul, you give it to the rabbi, he takes all of them, the stack, he gives it to the Beis Din. It's like Mechir's chametz, it's the same thing. You go to your rabbi, you got papers all over town. Yeah, and then everybody gives that thing. That's where every year at the end of Shemitah, usually you do it. The end
we'll
of Shemitah.
Do that prosbul today?
Yeah, of course, the end of Shemitah, you do it. It's like Mechir's chametz, you sign it like Rabbi Alvarez, you have a pile of papers, you sign it by him, you give it to him, give him the authority, then he gives it to Beis Din for you, and it's Mamash like Mechir's chametz. It's the same thing, you go to a rabbi and he gives stacks of papers, and they go to the main Beis Din, whichever Beis Din they want, and they give it to him. It's the same type of thing.
Only
nerds, so. America also. Yeah, America, they do it. America also, they do. In America also, you make a program. Yeah. Well, it's a guy owes you this, that. You don't remember a guy owes you money, this and that. So you write principal. Everybody makes principal.
If you don't remember that a guy owes you money.
Let's say I remember. And then all of a sudden it's going to come up to Shemitah. He's going to tell me, I don't owe you anymore.
Right.
So then he's
if you
not
remember that he owes you money, how do you make a principal?
No, if you write a principal, anybody in the world that owes me money, it doesn't have to be on a specific loan. Anybody who owes me money, I give it best and the right to collect it, and then...
So you don't need to notify the borrower?
No, it's my business. Nothing to do with him. I'm right.
With the lender, you just write your own principal and just give it off and say, no one owes me money.
Yeah.
The basic contract on my behalf. And that's right. It. You're covered.
Now, when this guy comes to me and I tell him, where's my money? He says, oh, it's Shemitah. I tell him, Shemitah, go drop in the lake. Best in collecting it from me. I wrote a principal. So these are already, because why the hell I'll do this?
It's not even a lateral contract. It's not a two-way contract.
No, it has nothing to do with him. It's me. I said, this guy owes me $1,000. Instead of paying me, I'm making a donation. Best in, it's yours. Best will usually give it back to me. They don't need all that money. They usually understand making a principal to help me. Because, right? Now we see why Hillel do it. Hillel made the salting a principal. Even though the rabbis weren't so happy, it's a whole machlokes. Because, Lamaisa, in a way, you're like tricking the whole thing of Shemitah. The whole thing of Shemitah is if I lend money, I lose my money. Right? No one owes me money. Hashem said if I lend money, Shemitah comes, I lose it. Right? So they weren't so happy.
Hashem's going to give it back to you. That's some faith.
So really, you're supposed to have more emunah.
What? That's it.
We're supposed to be on the love to have emunah, but the guy didn't pay you back. Hashem did. But Hillel saw, you know what happened. Hillel knew, let's say, at least no one wanted to, I didn't want to lend anybody money. Why? Because there's no such thing of getting a mortgage. Because the guy wants to borrow, a guy wants to borrow a deer in Yerushalayim, he needs $400,000. He comes to me for $400,000. I said, I'm sorry, because there's no way you pay me back that thing in 7 years. You live in Chutzal Chesi, you make like $1,000 a month. Not paying me back $400,000 in 6 years before Shemitah. That's not going to happen. So you're a very nice guy, but I need my money.
I don't deny if you're close to
Shemitah,
you're no one's letting
in. Even if I'm far, religiously, even if it's far, no one. There's no such thing as giving you a mortgage. You want to buy a mortgage, right? You want to buy a tent. Your tent's going to cost $400,000. You want to make a nice tent, that thing.
It's your mortgage.
Nachon, no one can pay back all that money. So any guy needs to take a buy something big. He can't make a 6 year mortgage. Nachon, that means the maximum mortgage is up to Shemitah. The maximum mortgage is 6 years. Doesn't always work like that. So now the lenders didn't want, they said no more lending. All the gemachs got closed. They all locked their doors. So we can't continue like this. It's not working out. Every Shemitah, we lose all our money. We have to start again. Right? So Hillel said, I see people aren't having enough emunah that they're going to get the money back. I'm trying to pay them back. So you make this progress, it's like a trick, it's not like a trick, it's in halacha, it's mutter, that says best and doesn't lose their money, but at least it will help the people, because now the poor people will be able to take mortgages.
If someone owes a chob to best and it doesn't get nullified in Shemitah.
Nachon, it doesn't fall off, because Shemitah is, that's halacha, Shemitah, it's only a regular person, Amma. This psukkah says Amma, you can't from your nation, but it's only from... It's Re'ehu, your friend. You can't collect from your friend. It's not their friend. They want to work it out. So that's what our Gemara is talking. Now, why does this come into our Gemara? Because Reuven told us, our Mishnah's case doesn't make sense then. Before you could, the Gemara is going to answer, you wrote a prisma. But the Gemara's question, we said, how in the world do you make a loan for 10 years? Those are thinking of a 10-year loan, right? If I make you a loan for 10 years, the second Shemitah comes, I don't owe you anything, right? So now, we said in our Mishnah, what do the Edom Zayman have to pay this guy? The difference, someone would pay, what was their damage to him? He could have had a loan for 10 years.
Right.
And now he had a loan for 30 days, right?
Right.
So he said the amount someone would pay to extend the loan for 30 days to 10 years, that's the amount of money that the Zoman have to pay the borrower. Correct?
Right.
But now the Gemara is saying they should pay the whole loan. Because if I say this guy had a 30-day loan, right? What does that mean? He has to pay back 1,000 zos in 30 days, right? He says he had a 10-year loan. How much does he have to pay for a 10-year loan?
Zero.
Because Shemitah would have came in the middle. So come there, what the Edom Zayman were planning with doing to him was making him lose the whole money.
He was happy sitting in the box saying, I don't know, anything. Yeah. You guys come along and ruin the whole thing for me, because they didn't know when he loaned me the money that I really needed payment.
Uh-huh, so again, come there. This guy said, I had a loan for 10 years, which means that this guy who lent me the money is like a little bit of a loser, because he doesn't know Hilchos Shemitah, he didn't know about the Hilchos Shemitah, or he forgot for a minute. So he's losing all his money. So I was supposed to gain thousands of those on the deal. He was spaced out. I don't know.
He just had a lot of emunah.
What?
A lot of emunah,
this guy. Yeah, this guy had a lot of emunah, man. Fine. So this guy who lent me the money, he already got it now 101 times. He was like, I don't care. Hashem's going to help me get back this money. I want to really keep Shemitah this time. I want to feel Shemitah. Right? So he said that I'm letting this guy for 10 years. A company that 10-year loan is a joke, because that means it's nothing. Maybe the guy was giving tzedakah. He didn't want him to feel bad to borrow. He said, you know what? I'm going to lend you money for 10 years. He really knew there's no such thing. You know, he didn't want to be embarrassed. I'll give you a 10-year loan, 1,000 zos. He knows that he's not going to pay it back, and he knows he doesn't want to be embarrassed. come that he wouldn't have to pay it back. So kind of take the mzayimin by saying it was a 30-day loan and not a 10-year loan made this guy lose the whole money. Because if it would have been a 10-year loan, Shemitah would have came in middle and he would have paid back zero. That's what comes down. Now, but our Mishnah didn't say that. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that you pay, but our Mishnah sounds like there is such a thing of a 10-year loan.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we evaluate between this, isn't it?
Right. Because then we don't need our Mishnah. If the halacha would be,
say a 10-year loan, if it's
say nothing,
says that happened, deal with 10 years.
It's a regular. If it would do a halacha, if the halacha would be that after 10 years the loan falls off, it's a regular case of Eidim Zomim. The Eidim Zomim are trying to make this guy lose 1,000 zuz, right? By saying that this loan was a 30-day loan and not a 10-year loan, means they're making him lose 1,000 zuz because Shemitah would have came in middle. So halacha is you Eidim Zomim pay him 1,000 zuz. It's very simple. If you try to make him lose a thousand, you. So in our Mishnah, if our Mishnah held that, in our Mishnah we see that the borrower seemed like he was still going to pay the lender at the end of the 10 years.
Right.
So that means they don't hold of this Mishnah. They don't hold of this halacha.
The fact that the Mishnah there's 10 year comes into play and loan means that your Shemitah's not going to wipe it out somehow, some way. No, 10 year and Shemitah
don't go together.
Right.
Good.
Are we backwards here? On the
yes,
on the. The agent going to say 30, they're not going to say 10 years.
Right, but if it would have been 10, what would have happened to the loan?
They came to try and make it payable. They didn't come and try to make it 10 years.
No, it was a 10 years. And they tried to make it, which means how much would the borrower pay?
They lost to the other one instead.
He would have been
now they lost the other one. They lost is the other stuff.
Yeah, because he could have gained the whole.
They come along and say, no, it's 30 days, it's not 10 years.
Right.
He would have lost it.
He would have lost all the money.
And now they come along to try and make him get the money back.
Okay, so really, in our case, we're really focusing on the borrower. If you focus on the lender, it could be. Well, let's. But from our Mishnah, we're
so
focusing on the borrower.
The whole time.
Now, if you go over the lens, it's going to be confused. We'll get, our Mishnah is going on the borrower. The point is, our Mishnah was on the wrong focus.
So it would have forced the borrower to pay back after 30 days.
You're right.
He never would have had to pay back at all. So what are they forcing him? They're forcing him on the whole 1,000.
They made him lose. They would have made by him making him pay today the 30 days $1,000 to make him lose everything.
Making the borrower right.
Right. So
the borrower wouldn't have to pay. Now he does have to pay.
Oh, so why is it? Was just saying evaluate 30-day loan, 10-year loan, 10-year and 9 years and 11 months.
Yeah.
So that's the cash. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask now. Our Mishnah seems not to hold like your halacha that it makes it fall off. So let's see the Gemara inside. Amar Bihuda Amar Shmuel Hamalve et Chaveru le'eser shani, one who lends his friend for 10 years. Shvi'it Mishamto, Shemitah, when Shvi'it, the seventh year, comes, Mishamto makes the loan slip away. Which means the borrower owes zero. What do you mean? Now, we're going to get technical on the psukim now. Va'af al-gavin, even though, that stands for af al-gavin. Va'af al-gavin, even though, the hashta lo karina lo yigos, even though right now, you can't say the pasuk of you can't collect, so in the end, atili de lo yigos, you're going to come to the halacha of don't collect. What's this Gemara's Hava mean? The Gemara has a Hava meaning to say, the Gemara thinks to say that since there was no ability and option for the collector to collect during the seventh year, maybe it doesn't fall off. Why? Because Rashi explains it's because of the Psukim. Because the Psukim say...
I'm sorry, back up, you're saying... Back up,
I can explain right now. The Psukim say, you're not left in the seventh year, don't pressure him.
Right.
In the seventh year, don't pressure. It sounds like it's saying, it says, this is Halacha of Shemitah. Don't pressure him, and the loan slips away.
You might think only
if I had an option to pressure him in the seventh year, right? Seventh year is like the emunah year. You're not allowed to ask for money in the seventh year. It's the year you have to work on your emunah, right? So if I had an option to collect in the seventh year, you're not allowed to ask to collect.
You're not allowed to pressure
in
the seventh
year. In the seventh year,
right?
And then it slips away. But let's say in our case, if I made a 10-year loan, right? I had no option to pressure him in the seventh year anyways, because my loan wasn't
up. But maybe the eighth, ninth, tenth year.
So I would think, maybe, the Torah is only telling me the seventh year is the year of Emunah. No pressurizing in the seventh year. There's no pressure here.
Meaning that if your loan expired in that seventh year, you lost it. But if it didn't, you were
right. If I couldn't collect anyway in the seventh year, right? Mm. So it's not, let's say I'm in the eighth year, ninth year, tenth year. It's not like the super Emunah year this year.
It's possible it deactivates for the year, and then reactivates on the eighth year.
Oh, it's saying more. It's saying a little more. It's like if I was supposed to collect in the seventh year, the Torah tells you, no pressure this year. You got to work on your Emunah. You're not allowed to collect money this year.
It
slips off. But let's say I wasn't planning on pressuring him anyway the seventh year, because the loan only expires at the end of 10 years. Maybe then the Torah will say, go collect. This is not Emunah year. This is not like the year you have to work on your Emunah. It's not the super emuna year for everybody. The 10th year, 3 years already. Right. So now you're allowed to collect. Right. Maybe you'll be allowed to collect. That would be the Havani. Comes, Amr Shmuel and says, no, that's not what the Pesukim mean. The Pesukim say, lo yigas. You're not allowed to collect forever. If your loan went the passed by the 7th year with the loan activated, automatically the 7th year deactivates the loan. No more pressuring forever on this loan. That's what yigas means. Which means we would think, just don't pressure in the 7th year if the expiration, if the due date is now in the 7th year, no pressure. Right?
You're, but I'm reading this from
the top line anymore. It says, Fa'afal Gavin, even though the hashta right now, meaning now in the 7th year, meaning now in the 7th year, lo karina, we don't read the pasuk of lo yigas, don't pressure, because I don't get, it's not negative pressure. Even though I'm not getting involved, even though we don't read the pasuk on me, it doesn't apply to me, this halacha of no
because
pressure.
Because I have a 10-year loan.
Right, because it's a 10-year loan. But since so in the end, ati li de lo yigas, you're going to come to lo yigas, which means you're going to come to don't pressure, then it's still coming up. Meaning Rashi explains what that means.
What
Rashi,
do you mean sof in the de lo yigas?
Rashi says...
You're going to come to the 10th where it was already nullified in the
7th. Eventually you're going to come to the 10th.
It's going to kick in lo yigas, that's what we're saying. In the end, it's lo yigas, it's waiting here. It's not just... Good. Once you go through the 7th year, it's like going through the tunnel in the 7th year, lo yigas is waiting to smack down. It's like in the air hanging. So if I went through the 7th year, like it's come down, lo yigas, it's waiting to like, that's it, got you. It's going to come down the 10th year. So you think maybe it gets you now. Lo yigas, if you pass it, like you know the guys like come with the crane on the thing in the hand, you think if it's going to get you, I would have thought in the 7th year it's coming down. If you're not here, it's not going to get you. The Gemara said, no, it's still hanging. And it's waiting for you. If you went through the 7th year, like in this thing, well, just come down. In the 10th year, you want to collect, lo yigas. That's what happens to you. You can't collect anymore. And Rashi explains deeper why you think
this.
You can't collect. But Rashi explains why you would think like this. I mean, Rashi explained you would
why
think
why you
maybe,
think that you could collect after
this. Right. You would have a hamina to read the understand the pasuk that it means don't collect, you're not allowed to pressure and collect now. Which means only if I'm in the pressurizing situation. Don't collect in the 7th year. Maybe once I pass, finish. It's over. The Shemitah is over, I don't have to work on my Emunah. Everything's good. But I said no.
Try not to make a loan that will fall out. Having to be paid back on the Shemitah year, you would think.
Yes, you would think, be smart and always make all your mortgages for 10-year mortgage. Right. Or whatever, not on the Shemitah year. That's not going to help you. Now, Rashi explains a little deeper why you would make this mistake and how to read the pasuk. Meaning, you would read the pasuk the wrong way to think it means only in the 7th year you get messed up. Only if you're collecting 7th year. He explains, no, don't read the pasuk like that.
So basically, we're still holding what we're holding from the...
Yeah, exactly.
We're still holding, but nothing. Yeah. We just explained lo yigas.
Exactly.
Meaning that it doesn't fall off. I mean, it doesn't... You can't continue after that.
We're explaining 10-year loan does not work.
Right.
You would think maybe it does work because Laigas is only in the 7th
year. 7th year only, and then you're
comes,
free.
Because if I said no, Laigas means this thing's going to come, it's going to come quote to haunt you.
So we're still holding by, we hold the zoning over thousands.
Oh, fine, right. And it's so, because we're coming at a 10-year loan is going to fall off from Shemitah. Even though it's 10 years, even though you passed over Shemitah, it's still going to cast. Let's see Rashi here.
Rashi.
What does the top Rashi say? Fa'afal Gavin, even though Tahashta now, when's now? Bishviyat in the 7th year. Lo karina ve lo yigas. You don't read the pasuk of lo yigas, don't collect. Why?
You don't read the pasuk of
lo yigas, don't collect.
In the 7th year.
And it's the correct right. Why? Rashi explains everything clear. Sharei, because behold, in bat linokso, if he comes to pressure him to collect the money in the 7th year, kama, belo shviyat nami, even without the halacha of shviyas, right? Without the shviyas, without the 7th year halachas, also eno yachol, he cannot collect, right? Because it's not up yet.
Right.
It's a 10-year loan. Still, lo karina, we don't say kivan since the lo karina ve. We do not call the pasuk of lo yugos. We don't say the pasuk of lo yugos don't collect lo karina bo shamut. We don't read the pasuk of slip away. Because Rashi explained, you would think the pasuk like this: don't collect and it slips away. Don't collect the money in the 7th year, and now the loan slips away, right? So you would think only if I was in the option to collect, then it slips away, right? Why? Because he's saying the soap in the end, atili de loyus. So you're going to come to a situation of don't collect. So Rashi v'hachim mishtama beikra. This is how you what we hear. This is how we understand the pasuk. Pasuk like this: lo yigos, don't collect. Not in the 7th year. Bismano, meaning this is the word we're adding in its time. In the 10th year, I don't care. Etri'el, we continue the pasuk. Etri'el, your friend. Why? Ki kara shmita. Because the year was called shmita. Kodem lachen, before that. I mean, if you read the pasuk simply, it sounds like it's telling you, don't collect from your friend. Because this year is called shmita. Right? So you would think, don't collect this year. this time of year. Because this year is called Shemitah. Right. We say, no, don't collect any time, because the year when it was Shemitah, it was already called Shemitah, like on this loan. It already, like, went through the system, the Shemitah system.
Right.
So you would think the pasuk means, don't collect this year, because, right, the lawyer goes, don't collect, because this year is called, because it's called Shemitah this year. It's not what it means. That means, don't collect ever, because this thing went through the Shemitah system. Once it goes through that Shemitah scan, boom, you're scanned on the Shemitah thing, you're done. You're like the guy got you. And your thing is, oh.
Shemitified.
You're Shemitified. Right, so again, so Rashi, you see from Rashi, the mistake you would have made. Like, right, you would have read the pasuk. From the end of Rashi, he's telling you, don't read it. You would have thought it means, don't collect, and because it falls off, because this year is Shemitah. It's called Shemitah now, so don't collect. So you would think, if you're in the seventh year, you're messed up. Comes and would say, no, it's not what it means. Don't collect ever. Don't pressure ever.
After
the seventh year? Even after the seventh year. I don't care. Rashi, I don't care when. Bismano, whenever it's time to collect, don't collect. Lo Yigos, when? Rashi is telling Bismano. In its time to collect. Even 10 years. Why?
Because it doesn't say in its own year.
The Pasuk we have to read it is, because the Pasuk is saying this year Shemitah, don't collect in Shemitah, because this year Shemitah. And still we're reading the Pasuk, you would assume. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol is saying. You would maybe think to read it like that. Doesn't mean to say that. Meaning, there's a way to think to read it like that. So say, no, don't read it like that. Because
okay.
The mice are going to come to Shemitah. Fine. So, Baruch, at least we got to this. At least we got here to the city.
We've got to come back to this rock. We've got to do this tomorrow.
Baruch, okay. Fine. So, up the Masarif Kahana. Now at least we got the Shemitah. At least we got the background, the Shemitah and Prozbal. So
right, okay.
We'll go a little bit more in the Gemara tomorrow. Fine. Shkaya.
That's it?
Shkaya.
That's it, we're done.
Well, should we continue?